All right, Schaefer landed here with Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson, and we'll go ahead and start with something that's kind of been in the airwaves of Norwalk for a while, and that's that annexation that's going on. But we've talked a little bit about that, but not necessarily the data center that's part of that and just the developments there. Just some updates there and what's kind of most recent in that neck of the woods.
Sure. Two things. First, probably the most critical, is it's not actually a data center at this point. We're working with a company that prepares land for data centers. So if there is a particular project lined up, we have not yet been notified of that. It's kind of like us working with a Hubble, that they're getting ready to develop land, put in streets, water, sewer, to prepare for homes to be built. That's what we're going through on the data center discussion, even though we keep saying data center developers, but there are other uses that could take place within that area. Okay, annexation. There's actually two different annexations we're working on. One is about 2,900 acres, and it goes all the way from Norwalk corporate limits out to Interstate 35. That is currently in a status of appeal by one of the property owners in that area. The other is an earlier phase where we're taking a smaller bite of it's around 300 acres, and it is directly adjacent to current corporate limits, and it is all the land that this data center developer is looking to move forward with. So that's heading off to the City Development Board for final authorization. We've gone through all of our hearings that we're required to, but that's just the next step in that project. And it's called Project West. So when I say Project West, that's this preparation of land for data centers or other uses that could go there.
Okay. One of your bigger agenda items on one of the most recent meetings you had, because we're covering the last two, the urban renewal area expansion and plan. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that and what's being considered there?
Yes, an urban renewal area is the core basis for us taking a next step to create a TIF district. And this is the area I just referred to, that 300 acres. So we're creating an urban renewal area amendment to identify, hey, we're going to be doing some infrastructure projects that we'll be planning to use TIF dollars in that area. So we have to go through a plan amendment.
2026 sanitary sewer rehab project. What areas of the city is that focusing on? And then kind of the importance of something like that.
So I don't have down to the street level detail on that, but that's just a periodic where they go into a certain area where we may have problems. They'll go in, sometimes do sewer lining, maybe some spot repairs. But I don't know the granular exactly where that's going to happen at this point.
What can you tell me about the DMOS High Quality Jobs Grant application and what that could mean for any sort of development or anything like that?
Yeah, so DMOS is a medical facility, and they're building just north of the City State Bank that is on Highway 28. In that facility, part of our incentive package for new developments is when somebody brings in a certain number of high quality or higher paying jobs, we do provide some grant incentives. So that is just that company that's made application. They gained approval.
The North River Interceptor Extension and infrastructure investments, just kind of an update on that. And I guess that's in phase one, so we probably haven't talked much about that, but what that entails.
Yes, that's a large sewer pipe, a pipe that's big enough that you and I could stand up in it. So very large, and it's at the very south end of our community along North River. And it's about a mile and a half long that connects to the current WRA sanitary sewer system. And ultimately, that sewer pipe is what goes all the way over and provides sewer access to our expanding light industrial area on the south side of town, also providing service to that 300 acres we were talking about a little bit ago. It's about a $10 million project. So that's one of the biggest infrastructure projects that we've pursued. But as far as looking forward down the road, probably one of the most important infrastructure developments for Norwalk.
So the completion of phase one was just kind of or not completion, but we're in phase one.
Correct.
What kind of, what does that really entail? Just kind of laying out everything, figuring out what needs to be done.
Well, actually phase one, they're in construction. Oh, okay. They're about halfway complete with that project. Okay. There's a smaller trunk sewer that now needs to head north to the Dunn Industrial Park. For example, there's some there's a storage facility there, some retail frontage along Delaware Avenue. So that whole area gets served with this new sewer pipe.
Okay. Orchard Hills zoning and development changes. I guess there was an amendment, and what's being considered now, what types of, well, we, I guess we've talked a little bit about what types of housing that could change, but the amendment and really just kind of an overview of what's going on there.
Yeah, that one, so that'll come up for more review by P&Z and council. And that is an area at the corner of Orchard Hills Drive and North Avenue, so just west of the Catholic Church, right near our water tower. There was a PUD that came forward a while ago, and it was a relatively, modest size apartment or high density housing aimed at senior housing. It was back from North Avenue away, so there was still some commercial and other potential land use along North Avenue. This proposal that's now come forward, because that project never took off, they didn't break ground. I believe either the new buyers or somebody that has already purchased the property, they would like to expand that use, make more high density housing in that area, and then specifically identify the corner of North Avenue and Orchard Hills to be designated as commercial, where before it could be high density housing, it could be commercial, it was a little bit more vague, but this would specifically dedicate that corner for commercial.
Okay. The Housing Trust Fund grant and housing availability, how will kind of that be used, and what does this fit into as far as the city's efforts to support that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's been a very successful program. Norwalk has a lot of high-value property in town. We also have some more moderate-value property, and we have some folks that might have some financial needs to make some improvements to those homes. Maybe it's they need to improve the roof or the siding or some other things that just help that property with their maintenance. If they meet certain income guidelines, they can apply for those grant funds, and through the city and some matching grant funds through that organization, we can help those dollars go further and help people improve their property.
Okay. How long has that been
place? I want to say, so the grant is a little bit unique, but the city, we have been funding a portion of that. So we've been providing grant to people, but now this expands those dollars even further. I want to say probably at least 5 years.
Okay.
I think it's been going on.
Cool. Did I miss anything as far as the last 2 weeks?
Or
the last
that's 2 weeks? Great. Okay. Yeah, those are the big items.
You nailed it. All right. Yeah. Sounds good. That's Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson.